It was a Thraken, known in many parts of Midworld as a billy bumbler, this one barely old enough to be off its mother's teat. There now, there, he thought at it, his mouth filling with drool. We're in the same boat, my little cully. We're motherless children in a hard, cruel world. Be still, and I'll give you comfort. Dealing with a creature as young and simple-headed as this wasn't much different from dealing with the machines. Mordred looked into its thoughts and located the node that controlled its simple bit of will. He reached for it with a hand made of thought, made of his will, and seized it. For a moment, he could hear the creature's timid, hopeful thought, "Don't hurt me, please don't hurt me, please let me live, I want to live, have fun, play a little, don't hurt me, please let me live." And he responded, "All is well. Don't fear, Cully. All is well." The bumbler in the bag, Nigel had found it in the motor pool, separated from its mother, brothers, and sisters by the closing of an automatic door, relaxed, not believing exactly, but hoping to believe. 6. In Nigel's study, the lights had been turned down to quarter brilliance. When Oi began to whine, Jake woke at once. The others slept on, at least for the time being. "What's wrong, Oi?" The bumbler didn't reply, only went on whining deep in his throat. His gold-ringed eyes peered into the gloomy far corner of the study as if seeing something terrible there. Jake could remember peering into the corner of his bedroom the same way after waking from some nightmare in the small hours of the morning. A dream of Frankenstein, or Dracula, or Tyrannosaurus Rex. Some other boogeyman, God knew what.